Let's go. Welcome on into the Auburn Daily Show Friday edition. I'm your host, Lindsey Crosby, Auburn baseball writer for auburndaily.com. I am joined by the wonderful Harrison Tarr, women's softball and basketball reporter for auburndaily.com, and in what appears to be the gift shop of the Macon Bacon.
I am in our team store, yes. So I'm hanging out during my day job here, work for the Macon Bacon. So if you love our Twitter, it's me. If you don't, it's not me.
That's exactly how it works. And talking about loving stuff, I want to know how you feel right now about the quarterback room at Auburn. Because if you look at, you know, Wednesday was the deadline to get a guy on campus and be enrolled for spring. And so going into spring, your room now is Robbie Ashford, Holden Gariner, and TJ Finley, who is on campus and working in the spring semester. How do you feel about this room right now?
So first off, I'm relieved that we're no longer playing the quarterback tracker. That was the most exhausting experience since the coaching hire, which was a month and a half ago, 2 months now. It's a whirlwind, I guess 2 months, but relieved that we're through this for at least this transfer portal period. But I actually feel pretty good. If I'm an Auburn fan, and I'm wearing the logo right now, so it's kind of hard for me to play that role. But Auburn fans should feel pretty good about this. I think that from the get-go, Freeze, I think he really liked the upside of Ashford. And you've got Gariner, who I don't think we can rule out from possibly being in that starting quarterback conversation going into 2023. But I recently learned this week. I guess I should have known. Robbie Ashford was personally invited by Hugh Freeze to be at his introductory press conference. I think that there's a relationship there, which is always a good thing, a renewed sense of, I guess, fresh air, as opposed to the last administration. We'll just leave it at that. I don't see a ton of downside. The Spencer Sanders sweepstakes was an interesting one to follow. At first, he was coming to Auburn, and then he wasn't coming to Auburn, and then he was coming to Auburn again, and then he was not going anywhere, and then he was coming to Auburn, and then he winds up at Ole Miss. And then, correct me if I'm wrong, Lindsey, that's basically how that went.
Yeah, that's pretty much is he was out there for over a month and ended up being one of two quarterbacks that Ole Miss took, because they also got former LSU quarterback Walker Howard. And then they had Jackson Dart, who is still there. And so, you know, a guy who threw for 20 touchdowns and had 600 yards receiving, you add in Sanders and Walker Howard. From what I understand, Spencer Sanders did not receive a committable offer from Auburn to come here, but that hasn't stopped Ole Miss fans from going on and talking about the genius of Lane Kiffin by taking all of Auburn's quarterback options away from them. And so going into spring, Robbie Ashford, if he's your guy, and you mentioned he went to the press conference, he was invited to the press conference. Hugh Freeze also made a point to tweet video of the throw that Robbie Ashford made in the Iron Bowl, that touchdown in the right corner of the end zone, just one of the most beautiful balls I've seen a college quarterback throw in the whole season. And so something I think a lot of people forget about with Robbie Ashford is first year starting, and it was in the SEC, and he was hurt. He was never healthy after the Missouri game, and it was to the point where he wasn't able to throw in practice. Like they didn't have him throw. Well, correction, the old head coach had him still throwing in practice. The new head coach, or the interim head coach, Cadillac Williams, would give him a chance to rest the shoulder, rest the arm, and save his bullet, so to speak, for Saturday. So Robbie Ashford, Holden Gariner, TJ Finley is your room, not counting walk-ons, and then you get the baby goat, Hank Brown, in the summer. If Auburn, like to me, if Auburn was not going to get a transfer of the caliber of a Grayson McCall, who ended up having to go back to Coastal Carolina for academic issues, or Devin Leary, who picked Kentucky, I think this is your best case scenario, is roll with what you have in the spring, give Robbie Ashford your first team reps, see how he's doing, and then go out in the summer portal and grab somebody for a depth piece, unless a giant name comes available after spring.
I would agree. I think that and the likelihood of a giant name coming available after spring that's going to be better than Robbie Ashford, I think slim to none. But as you go into this room, like you said, with Hank coming in, the baby goat coming in the summer, which I think that a lot of people have kind of gained some upside on him that I think is much deserved if you watch his tape. I think we expect probably TJ Finley to transfer. I know we're going to talk about that here later on. I think people tend to forget this about Robbie Ashford. And you mentioned the injury that he battled throughout the duration of the season and still having to throw on it under the previous administration and not under Cadillac Williams, the staunch difference. A lot of people argue about his performance at the LSU game. I think he played well. Still fumble happy, which that's going to happen with a young freshman and someone who's really not being taught ball control, clearly. But in my opinion, and I talk about this with Dylan Lark all the time, if you listen to the College Loop, we sing the songs of praise for Robbie Ashford. You're tired of hearing people say he's got a ton of upside. Let's talk about the fact that I think the kid got so much better from his first appearance in 2022 to the Iron Bowl. And let's not forget, he played a pretty solid game in the Iron Bowl. Auburn just wasn't that talented and wasn't that good last year. It's that simple.
Yeah, like I think the whole idea of having a new offensive line is going to work wonders for a quarterback because his first exposure to starting was in the SEC behind a pretty bad offensive line who allowed a ton of pressure. And so something like that can absolutely have a way of impacting your internal clock, of making you feel pressure that's not there, and of disrupting your timing. And so much of being a quarterback is timing and chemistry with the receivers, with the line, and everybody being on the same page. So I think that the transfers that Auburn went out and got, going out and getting all of these guys for the offensive line, and that all kind of goes back to Jake Thornton, who may end up being the best hire of anybody. Simply just look at what he did at Ole Miss for the last 2 years as offensive line coach. I think that's going to work wonders for Ashford. Here's my question is, with the room as constructed now, assuming TJ Finley leaves, and so you have a depth chart of Ashford, Holden Gariner, and Baby Goat Hank Brown, do you need to go out and find some sort of veteran with experience to be in there in case of injury to Ashford, or do you feel comfortable with your second and third options being Gariner and Brown in 2023?
I personally think you feel comfortable with giving Holden Gariner the keys should something, you know, God forbid, happen to Robbie Ashford. Don't ever cheer for injuries, right? But I think you feel comfortable in Gariner's abilities. A lot of people still think he's the best passer on this team. I personally, from his film, I would agree. Just from seeing him play in person, I think A-Day will be kind of telling too, actually, for the first time in a while. We'll be able to learn a lot from A-Day. But I think you feel comfortable. You don't necessarily turn down. It becomes a matter of scholarship spots. But you don't necessarily turn down a warm body. And I hate to sound like that, but someone who's willing to come in and sit and know their role as a reserve, someone who may be a Court Sandberg-esque. There's your throwback name, right? Plug in the cord. Someone of that nature to come in and have someone in case of emergency, your emergency quarterback. But I think you feel good with Brown and Jarrett backing up Ashford should Ashford win the job back barring something that we don't think is going to happen. I think this is a decent setup. I would not be surprised. Like I said, it shakes out with scholarship spots because you're actually getting kind of close, which is shocking, about bringing in a warm body. But your quality in the transfer portal outside of those teams that were in the playoff in the second wave is not as high as what you saw before. So I hope I answered your question there, Lindsay. But
yeah. And it's like you said, it's hard to see a slam dunk number one option coming loose in the spring unless it's somebody who a team has decided that they want to go ahead and move early to the hot shot five-star guy. And I don't see it happening. As much as I would love like the kid from Tulane or something like that to come in the portal, there's no reason to expect them to leave after spring because those programs didn't bring in a guy to replace them. So I think all in all, You're right. It's going to be hard to find a veteran who will come in and sit because and obviously we can pitch to them the ability to compete for the job, but in all likelihood, and we'll know a lot more after spring, in all likelihood, Aubrey Ashford's the guy. I mean, Hugh Freeze has talked a lot about him and I find it tough, but in just a second, I want to get to this weekend, some of the things that are going to happen and some recent performances by Auburn on the basketball court. But first, this season, Auburn Daily has partnered with Prize Picks to bring fun and variety to the 2023 sports season. So Prize Picks is a free app. It lets you choose 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 players from any sport in your wagers. You predict the over or under for the next game, and then you can win big prizes if they do well. We actually dropped a piece for Auburn basketball versus LSU that covered all of the different options, and it kind of gives you an idea of what was out there. You had Johnny Broome, the forward, over under on points, on rebounds, on fantasy score, and then combined points, rebounds, and assists. Wendell Green, same thing. You could get over under 13.5 points, 3.5 assists, fantasy score 26, just different options, or over under 1.5 3-point made. So you can take Auburn players, you can combine them with guys from other teams, other sports, other leagues, and then that's all in the same parlay. And they have flex options where you can get paid on winning 3 of 5 or 2 of 3. So use promo code Auburn. You get double on your first deposit up to $100. That's promo code Auburn for double your first deposit. This college basketball season, make sure you win some money with Prize Picks and Auburn Daily. Promo code Auburn. Okay, so you had the fun time staying up late to watch women's basketball last night. How did that go, Harrison?
Well, it was such a roller coaster of emotions for Auburn fans last night, because you return back to Starkville, Mississippi, where Coach Jay spent 8 years, 2 Final Four appearances, national championship appearances rather, 5 NCAA appearances. I mean, it's really where she made her name and got this job here at Auburn. So there's a lot of emotions coming into this. A lot of people, you know, this is her return. Looks like a really strong opportunity for her to really make an impact. But unfortunately, it just didn't work out that way. And my apologies for the background noise there, Lindsay. But Auburn goes out, and there's just a lid on the basket. At one point, they were shooting 9.7% from the floor.
Not great.
In mind you, this is the first time this team's all been together and healthy at the same time since Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So, which it was, for those of you not remembering, November. They go down 18-3. I'd already started writing. I wrote the headline on the Auburn Daily, Lindsay. Auburn drops 6 straight and blowout loss to Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
Very tough to watch. And then in the second quarter, things just flipped switch. Aisha Koulibaly reminds everybody that she's still, in fact, her. She returns to the court and absolutely tears it up. And Auburn closes this gap, goes into the locker room down 4 points. And it kind of feels like, oh my gosh, like this is written in the stars. Like you couldn't have scripted this any better. Jump out in the third quarter. Go grab your first lead. At this point, you've closed a 15-point deficit. Women's basketball, that is the equivalent of men's basketball, 25-point deficit. I'm not kidding. That's no exaggeration. Unfortunately, fourth quarter comes around, and this is where your roller coaster starts going back down to that downhill. And then that
lid goes back on the basket.
The lid goes right back on the basket. And Mississippi State just absolutely just takes it to them, outscores them. I'll have to fact check myself here, but I believe it was 23-11 in the fourth quarter. And I don't get it, Lindsay. I don't know. People have been in my mentions, and I'm not complaining about this. This is what I'm here to do. But people ask me, Harrison, what's wrong with this team? Like, why can they not figure it out? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a very streaky team, and like that's what I've noticed when you look at the quarter to quarter stats. So like in that game, first quarter, 16% from the field, 0-for-4 from 3, 1-for-4 from the charity stripe. But like the third quarter, 12-of-15 from the field, 2-of-3 from deep, 3-of-4 from the free throw line. It's just, it's really streaky. And it feels like I haven't dug into the rotations. I don't quite know exactly what's causing it, but it's something where if you can spread out, instead of shooting 80% in one quarter and 16% in the other, if you could just shoot, I don't know, 45% in both quarters, it works out a lot better. And it's something, there's growing pains. There's a lot of new players on this team. I feel good about, this team getting better and next season competing in the SEC and maybe being better than 0-6 in the SEC. It's just, I know it's tough right now. It ended up being a 14-point loss, 72-58.
It was way closer than the box shows. It was just fouls at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was something where it started off looking like it was going to be a complete blowout. Like you said, Auburn took a lead and then just couldn't necessarily hold it. So interesting thing. And then they're back in action this weekend. So a lot of sports going on at Auburn this weekend. Tonight, you have the home opener for gymnastics inside the arena. Going to be incredibly loud, going to be incredibly exciting. They take on Arkansas at 7:30. Saturday, you have men's basketball versus South Carolina. So I saw a copy of an email that was going around to the students that said if any Auburn student that is in line will get into the building for the game, whether or not there's spots left in the jungle or not. I don't quite know how that's going to work out, but they've said they're going to get everybody in. And then women's basketball back in action at home on Sunday versus Ole Miss. Your prediction for a record for Auburn sports in these three events. What do you think? Women's gymnastics tonight, men's basketball Saturday, women's basketball on Sunday. Your prediction.
Now, Lindsay, just to backtrack for 1 second, I actually think that email was for gymnastics about making sure they get the win because men's basketball is on the road on Saturday.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
I'm so sorry. I was not trying to cut you off there.
No, you're good.
And they say, I do want to spread that. They will accommodate for everyone for gym. I'd be interested to see how that works too because there's high demand. Men's basketball, there should be an Auburn takeover on Saturday. I know that there's a ton of people collectively buying tickets in Columbia, so that should be fun to watch. I think 2-1. Arkansas gymnastics is, don't get me wrong, there's not a bad gymnastics team in the SEC. There's not one. They're just not on the level of Auburn right now. Auburn went toe-to-toe with Florida, wound up losing last week, but you're competing in the swamp. I'm not saying it makes a ton of difference, but it makes a difference. I think that gymnastics gets it done tonight. I'll be there so that anyone wants to come wave and say hello. Men's basketball on the road, you got to string together back-to-back wins against bottom-of-the-barrel teams in the SEC. So if BP and the boys don't get it done on Saturday, that's a concern. And then your loss is coming to the 14-3 Ole Miss women's basketball program on Sunday, who you went toe-to-toe with in Oxford until you didn't, and then it became a blowout. I hate predicting going 0-7 to start it off, and I've been there. I was there when women's basketball upset Tennessee last year. So anything's really possible. But this team's got a whole lot of growing pains, so I'm not too confident there. I think 2-1, though. I think that's a good weekend.
Yeah, that feels most likely. And, I mean, gymnastics is a level that Auburn has, I feel confident saying, never been before.
Unprecedented.
Obviously, Suni Lee, Sophia Groth, Sarah Hubbard, there's just tons of fantastic gymnasts there. So Auburn is doing, for A-Day weekend, you mentioned A-Day earlier, for A-Day weekend, obviously, football is big. Auburn has a series against preseason number 5 Texas A&M. They're unveiling the statue of Frank Thomas on Saturday.
The Big Hurt,
getting his own statue outside of Auburn baseball. I'm very excited about that. But after that, the next statue to be up feels to me like you probably should pick a women's athlete. And you probably have a better idea of who's deserving of that than I am. My first thought would be if you're going to do a statue after you do Frank Thomas, it's probably going to be Ruthie Bolton, right?
Ruthie Bolton and then Vicky Orr before we get to anybody else.
There you go. It's something where, I mean, let's spread the love. Let's get these up for everybody. Is there anybody after those two that you think would be next in line for a statue for their respective sport? Like, is Suni Lee ever going to be at the point where we put up a statue of Suni Lee?
Absolutely, without a doubt. I think that the only player athlete on campus right now that will have their own statue is Suni Lee going down the road, even for only competing for 2 years. It's just a completely different set of circumstances. If you look at the majority of the other guys, with the exception of obviously Cam Newton, who won the Heisman, that's different. If you look at everyone else, they spent 3+ years at Auburn. I think Suni will probably be the first 2-year athlete. Beyond that, I don't know if there's anyone right now on campus, but that statue's not coming for an extended period of time.
Yeah, that'll be definitely a long time coming. I mean, it's something where Auburn still hasn't retired Cam Newton's number. It feels like until he retires from the NFL, that's not going to be a thing. So I can see that taking a while. Harrison, how can folks follow you, support you, all that good stuff?
Yeah, I appreciate that, Lindsay, the little layup here. My Twitter byline is right below me. It's at @byHarrisonTarr, just like you're reading an article. You can check out all my work every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday on The College Loop. That's at The College Loop. Everywhere you want to get your socials. Dylan does a great job with our digital content. I help a little bit. We have a ton of fun stuff. Really fun episode coming up Saturday. Hopefully we'll all three be able to be in the same place for the first time. And I'm always at the Auburn Daily. We're going to have a Tar Stakes coming out early next week after a win or a loss for women's basketball. And we're getting up right there on the heels of right there on the edge before softball season starts. I know you're getting ready for Diamond Sports, so I'll toss you the lob and you can dunk this one down and send us out. What do you say?
Yep. I'm on Twitter at Crosby Baseball. My show, Locked In MLB Prospects, is available wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. Obviously, all of my baseball content, auburndaily.com. We're doing the Meet the Newcomer series right now. And Tuesday and Friday on the Auburn Daily Show. Until next time, this has been the Auburn Daily Show.